It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, November 12th, 2021. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. In our forecast today, we can expect southwest winds gusting to 20 knots, calming down a bit in the afternoon, wind waves from the west 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and southwest swell 6 feet at 9 seconds apart. They're going to be building to about 9 feet later on. Showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms early in the morning, and then rain heavy at times in the afternoon. And I'd just like to point out that the Columbia River Bar is on green status this morning, which means that ship traffic is coming and going normally in and out of the river. Pilots and their helicopter and pilot boat crews are out working in this weather. Fishermen and women are out in this weather working. There are flood warnings all over the place, atmospheric river conditions. So a big thank you to all our mariners who are out there working in these challenging and uncomfortable conditions, which they probably just consider is another day at work. Our ship schedule, 19 vessels today. We have 2 inbounders. We have 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. So our first arrival in the river is the American Greyka. She's arriving from China, headed for Kalama's anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat there. Passing Astoria around 11:30 a.m., arriving in Kalama around 4:30 p.m. The Ohio is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. She's a petroleum tanker, refined petroleum there. Passing Astoria 4:30 p.m. in Portland by about 10:30 this evening. In our Astoria anchorage, all of our vessels are awaiting orders. The Red Lily, the Fanula, the Rising Wind, the New Dedication, the Magic Venus, the Alpha Vision, the Indian Bulker, and the King Loon. And I imagine that the people on board those ships are probably a bit glad that they are in a sheltered spot right now with all this weather happening. In our outbounders, we have the Protefs leaving Vancouver. Wheat on board, leaving around 10 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. And the Daria Moti is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. And the Super Valentina, leaving Longview with soda ash on board, leaving around 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7 p.m. The Stamford Pioneer is leaving Vancouver. She could have come in with wind turbine parts on board, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. Well, today I want to talk with you about something very interesting that happens every year and is happening again this weekend. It has to do with the Coast Guard and Antarctica. The United States' only heavy icebreaker, the Coast Guard cutter Polar Star, is scheduled to depart its home port in Seattle Saturday. She's headed south to the bottom of the world, to Antarctica. And so if you've ever been up in Seattle and driven around the waterfront, you may have seen the Polar Star. It's hard to miss her. She's a bright red ship. Her hull is bright red, and that is the Coast Guard color code for an icebreaker. So the Coast Guard paints their ships different colors depending on their uses. So icebreakers are red, buoy tenders are black hulls, and the law enforcement cutters, I guess you would call them, like the ones that we tend to see at the 17th Street Dock in Astoria, they're home ported here, have white hulls. So you can tell by looking at a Coast Guard vessel what its special use is. So an icebreaker is a big, big, heavy, reinforced ship. Very round hull, so it has kind of a round look to it on the hull. And they have a very special purpose, breaking through heavy ice. So the Polar Star right now is our only heavy icebreaker for the U.S., and she is doing this annual journey to Antarctica in support of Operation Deep Freeze, which is a joint military service mission to resupply the United States Antarctic stations of the National Science Foundation. So you may have heard of McMurdo Station. That is where they are headed. So they are leaving Seattle on Saturday and going on about a 3-month-long deployment south to Antarctica. So the women and men who serve aboard the Polar Star conduct this mission to create a navigable path through the ice there in Antarctica, ice that can be as thick as 21 feet. And that is to allow refueling and resupply ships to reach McMurdo Station, which is the largest Antarctic station and is the logistics hub of the U.S. Antarctic program. So she's going to be leaving a few items about that, a few factoids about that. It's winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. It's summer in the Southern Hemisphere. And that is the only time the conditions become habitable enough for them to go down there and do that. So they are heading into Antarctica's summer, and still the ice is 21 feet thick. So very severe conditions, even at best. This is a very, very heavy-duty icebreaker. She's an old ship that has been repaired and refurbished many times, but she's just a real tough icebreaker. She's been called in to rescue other icebreakers that have gotten stuck in those conditions, so she can handle just about anything. So her job is to break through the ice, to create that open channel through the ice to allow other ships to come in. And icebreakers have a very unusual way of doing things. They break through the ice essentially by running up on top of it and crushing down through it. So the ship has to have a very, very heavy hull, very heavy reinforced hull, a round bottom, and also be very, very heavy. So this vessel, very heavily reinforced, the ship has a round bottom, so it tends to roll quite a bit at sea, so probably not a good place for somebody who's very prone to seasickness. And so what they do is run through the ice and up on top of it, crashing down through it and creating that open channel that will then remain open during the time that people need to get through to resupply. So this happens every year. They have to go through and break another channel through the ice. And I was thinking about something that someone told me once that I talked with who had served on board one of these icebreakers about how noisy it was. So I looked up and I found on YouTube a clip of what it sounds like. This is aboard another icebreaker called the Coast Guard cutter Healy that was in icy conditions, and this is what it sounded like. So crew members aboard the Polar Star are going to be hearing that as their kind of background music for their lives for quite a while during this deployment. It's 11,200 nautical miles from Seattle to Antarctica. They'll spend about 3 months away. Personnel on board will be away from home through the holidays, both Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything in between. Personnel on board will be away from home between now and the holidays. And they'll be back in sometime in February, I believe. And it will take them, I believe, weeks to get there down to Antarctica. So the Polar Star is currently the U.S.'s only operating heavy icebreaker. Apparently there is ongoing construction on a new icebreaker, but is not expected to be finished until 2024. But the Polar Star is very capable. She is quite an amazing vessel that has saved lives many times by her ability to do something really unusual, which is run up on top of the ice and crush through it to create a pathway for other vessels. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.